Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Ann Kramer. Our top local story this hour, baseball season is back in our region. Few games under the belts for both the Nats and the O's so far. The Nats dropped their season home opener to the Pirates yesterday, while the Orioles beat back the Royals last night 6-4 under the new owner group led by David Rubenstein. Major League Baseball owners unanimously finalized the deal the day before opening day for Rubenstein to buy the O's from the Angelos family, who owned the team since 1993. Now, that deal is reported to be more than $1.7 billion.
Well, one of the new owners in this group run by David Rubenstein includes one of baseball's most famous players, the Iron Man, the Hall of Famer, Cal Ripken Jr. And Cal joins us now to talk about the Orioles and the future of the franchise here on WTOP. Cal, welcome back. We appreciate you being with us.
You're quite welcome. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations, first in order, for being one of the new owners of the O's. And of course, you have accomplished so much in your Hall of Fame career and beyond. Was this the next step to own your favorite team as part of the plan here? How excited are you about this?
Very excited. It almost seems too good to be true. And in many cases, I've learned, I'll be 64 coming up this year. And many things in life is about timing and maybe when you're ready for it. I think the first 20 years of my life, I dreamed about being a big league baseball player. And then the next 21 or so, I was a big league player. And then for the next 20 years, I went off and owned a minor league team, built a business, and learned a little bit about business. So when this opportunity came along and David Rubenstein asked me to join the ownership group, I thought it was the perfect time. And, you know, I didn't think it would feel as good as it does. I went to the first three games. I missed last night. But just being back in the ballpark with a formal relationship with the Orioles, it feels really good. I'm happy about it. And this is a good group of baseball players that we look forward to hopefully helping get that feeling like I had in 1983 when the Orioles last won the World Series.
Cal, how do you see your role? Is it going to be from the business side, or are you planning to mentor and guide the guys on the team?
in whatever way I can. I mean, the baseball piece doesn't need to be fixed or messed with at all. Mike Elias has done a fantastic job. The system is stocked with talent. They got a good group of guys that are coming together at the big league level. They won 101 games last year. So, you know, my role certainly is not there, although I could be, with my experience, I could be a sounding board for Mike. I have experience in the business side, the marketing side. Whatever the Orioles need from me, I'd like to help in any way, but I see it more as an advisory role and maybe consulting, which gives me the freedom to come watch games.
I think you have a free ticket anytime you want. Talk about the energy surrounding this team. I mean, we saw it last year, of course, with the big playoff run, but it seems even different this year. It just seems more intense.
It seems like, you know, there's a maturing process, even from last year. You had a lot of young guys that found out how good they were, and then they pushed the envelope all year long and won 101 games. This year, they seem like they already know that they can, and their confidence level is up. And it's interesting to me. You can build a team with talent, and nothing replaces talent. You got to start with that. But then there are a lot of teams that don't have a good culture through the minor leagues, or they don't have chemistry at the big league level. But this team seems to really like each other, and they play for each other, and they've come together. It's a unique atmosphere, and I'm enjoying being around it.
Cal, the fans in Baltimore for years have had a hot and cold relationship with the Angelos family. Then we see new owner David Rubenstein last week buying beers for fans at the bar at the stadium, hanging out, taking selfies. Are we going to see more of that from him, do you think? And or how do you think he's going to guide this team as ownership style?
Well, you know, David is an interesting person all the way around. I've known him, I guess, in excess of 15 years now. And if you want to know anything about David, just ask him. he's very transparent. He'll answer the questions. And he has this community sort of sense about him. I mean, he had a history in Baltimore. And the ownership group, he doesn't really want to think, okay, I'll be up in the skybox or I'll be up in the box away from the fans. I think his idea was to get out and be within the fans. Michael Arrighetti, I was coming underneath the stadium on the way out, and he was coming back from the patio area above the center field fence. And he had a big smile on his face, and he enjoyed that time out there, especially when Cedric hit the three-run homer in his direction. So this is a group of owners that feel like not necessarily that they're the sole owner of the Orioles, but they're the guardian of the franchise for the city of Baltimore. And that's a philosophy that rings really true to me.
Cal, before we go, maybe a slightly more serious note here. Your final year, your final month of your career was in 2001, right after 9/11. Some very dark days for Americans, a time, though, when you and baseball meant so much to people after the big tragedy. How can the connection of baseball help Baltimore and the region come together and support one another during this time after the Key Bridge disaster?
Well, yeah, the baseball and sports in general has and I would think particularly baseball in this area, has a magical healing effect. Whether it maybe is to take your mind off of something, give you an escape, or just immerse yourself into a game that we all love, and I think that can play a role. The Orioles have always been a really important part of the community. The Orioles and the Ravens have reached out into the community in a big way. So, in this time of tough times, maybe you can escape for a couple hours and watch a baseball game and allow you to create a little balance and forget about how things are, and then it helps you heal. So we're all different in that regard, but I do believe in the magic of sports and baseball.
Cal, we so appreciate your time today. Such a pleasure to speak with you. This Orioles fan here is going to be watching all those games and hoping for the best out of this young team. Thank you for your time today.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
That is Cal Ripken Jr., Iron Man and Hall of Famer for the Baltimore Orioles. Now he's the part owner of the Baltimore Orioles.